On the internet? Rainey jumped in. Do you know what he'd do on the web? Where he'd go?
I'm not sure. Visit websites, look things up.
Did he go into chat rooms?
Probably. Miss Avalon had it set up so students couldn't access X-rated sites. She had one of those filters installed. Otherwise, students were free to roam. The whole point was to encourage them to be more computer savvy.
Did he play computer games? Quincy asked. Any specific ones?
I don't know. In all honesty, the only person who would is Miss Avalon.
Rainey nodded, chewing on her bottom lip. Danny loved the internet.
That put a new spin on things.
An adept user could go just about any place,
learn just about anything.
The Springfield shooter, Kip Kinkle, had used the internet to learn how to build bombs and rig booby traps. Right before they were murdered, his parents had even commented to friends that they were happy to see their troubled son take an interest in computers. Finally, something nonviolent. It also meant Danny could have been exposed to any number of crackpots and loose cannons. Forget just Charlie Kenyon. Danny was a young, troubled boy whose family was going through a hard time. His vulnerability would have been boundless.
We need to search those computers, Rainey muttered. Detective Sanders already has them. Didn't he tell you?
Oh, you know Detective Sanders. He's such an efficient little... It must have slipped his mind. Rainey smiled sweetly for Van der Zanden, though her sarcasm wasn't lost on Quincy.
Did Danny often stay late after school? Quincy returned to the original line of questioning.
Van der Zanden glanced at Rainey. She shrugged. It's a murder investigation. Everything is going to come out sooner or later.
Van der Zanden sighed. He appeared tired and worn again.
A man due to have many more sleepless nights and ethical struggles over how to best serve his students. He said quietly,
Danny's parents have been having marital difficulties.